فرد القبور، فرد القبور على طاعته هو الله، فرد يزدحنا أبحاثه كنترول الحال هو حاسم وكرم ما يحاد كلمة وكرم عن كل واحد منهم يا مقلب القلوب وكرم الحال كرم ما يحاد في الدين كلمة نيك الدعاء لمنهم نيك الدعاء لمنهم heart, everything starts from the heart. Whatever is in the heart, the mind will think what is in the heart. The tongue will translate what's in the heart. The heart is very, very important. It will always make this work. Turn our heart to His obedience and turn our heart onto His deen. Otherwise, if a person's heart is crooked, Allah Ta'ala speaks about a crooked heart in the Quran. أَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ. You get crooked heart. But the heart is crooked, then you can't think straight. Can't do anything, can't understand anything. Try to explain to the person can't see right from wrong, whether it is in dunyavi matters, whether it is in deeni matters. Nothing. See a person who is one divana, former girl, divana. His heart is captured. Heart is captured. Now, this girl, she will not go for it at all. And the people who are in Varvish, his parents, his asatiza, his uncles, aunties, grandparents, whatever, who whole life they have taken care of him, always put him in the right direction, always saw what is best for him. All of them trying to talk to him. Not prepared to listen to anything. Why? Because the heart is captured. You must always make this word that you have to keep me on your obedience. Keep me on your knee. My heart must be in your obedience. Heart must be on your knees. If the heart is with Allah Ta'ala, see, you get a person, his heart is in soccer. His heart is in soccer. There's a soccer match on. He won't talk to his wife. If his wife tried to talk to him, may swear. He's in the match. Nobody must disturb him. He won't answer his phone. He won't talk to anybody. The only people he wants to see at that time are people who are in the same drunkenness as him. Other people who are also supporting the same team, they're also getting excited for everything he's getting excited about, and they're nail-biting for everything that he's nail-biting about. That's the only thing that appeals to him at that time. He don't hear about anything else. And he's so engrossed at that time. If you open his cupboard, you will find some clothing of that thing. He is wearing that thing. He is talking that thing. In his motor car, he has something else. All the time. That person, whom Allah Ta'ala has given him love for him. He is like that with regard to deen. Not like that, far greater than that. The only thing that makes his heart tick is the deen of Allah. That is his pulse. If Allah opens your heart for His deen, and if your heart is closed, it's closed. If your heart is closed, if Allah closes the heart. What will you do? What can you do? If Allah closes the heart, what can you do? Always make this dua, Yandai, keep me on your obedience, keep me on your deen. If a person's heart is not in deen, he can be in an environment of deen. He can be in an environment of deen. He can be in a deeny talk. He can be in an ijtima. Right there where everything is happening. What is there will be from there? Allah's kalam will be spoken about, but he'll be worried about what socks that person is wearing. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be explained when he is messing around with friends. Because your heart is not in deen. He won't do that if his heart is in soccer and watching soccer match. That's the only thing that has his mind. So we must check ourselves. Check ourselves. Where is my heart? Where is my heart? And nobody else can put your heart. You must have the talab, you must have the thirst, and you cry to Allah. And only Allah can open the heart. Only Allah can open the heart. Always make dua. Sometimes the person gets so carried away with the deception of the dunya. So carried away that he actually considers it like something great if he is out of deen. Consider something great. I'm not talking about he left deen, he worked that song. But he's not involved in any work of deen. He considers, now for example, if there is some Dini program taking place. His parents think he is at the program, or his wife thinks he is at the program, his family thinks he is at the ijtima or whatever, and he went out now from there with his friends, went to visit some sightseeing, went to eat out somewhere, some playing around somewhere, whatever. He considers that to be the best thing that could happen to him. He's so happy about that. Lucky my friend came, had a car, took us, went out smoking, vaping, eating, dining, laughing, joking. Hey, what a time we had. And he meets his friend, hey, what a time we had. But that person whose heart is in deen, he don't want to leave that deen program. He wants to be there. He can't get enough of that. He wants that. Just where your heart is. Where your heart is. And if your heart wants Allah's deen, Allah won't deprive you. Allah Ta'ala won't deprive you. If you sincerely want Allah Ta'ala, Allah will be there. But it can happen sometimes that you want other things. You want other things what Allah wants you. And that is Allah's favor. Sometimes you can want other things. But don't know who made dua for you. Or maybe one day you did something. And Allah Ta'ala is so pleased with that. Allah says, well, this panda of mine, choosing for me. You are Allah. So Allah says, no, I choose him for my deen. Now, as much as you don't want, but Allah Ta'ala will make the means that you remain in his deen. Somebody made dua for you, somebody did something, and Allah keeps. But those are the pure situation. The general rule is you must want alone. If you show an independent attitude, then the fear, Allah Ta'ala can turn His mercy away from you. For many of us, Allah can turn His mercy away. Turn His mercy away, and then we will be on a roller coaster ride to our own destruction, and we'll actually think we enjoy it. We'll be heading towards our own destruction, but we actually think we enjoy it. Allah protect us, Allah protect us in our hearts becoming sealed. Allah always keep us in Siratul Mustaqim, keep us in His obedience, keep us close to His name, bless us with His ma'rifat, qurb, His muhabbat. Anything we have, we must be prepared to sacrifice it for His name. Allah Ta'ala will then take care of us. The kuffar, they have brought about this mindset, this secular education, they brought about this mindset. It says, you have to earn your rozi. You make a lot of effort to earn your rozi. Otherwise, what you need? So Allah Ta'ala assures us, you see, I'm your provider. I will take care of your rizq. I'm not asking you for rizq. I'm not asking you for rizq. We will provide you. We're not asking you to provide. Yes, you will have to search for your rizq. You have to make a little bit better to get there. But Allah Ta'ala didn't make that our primary objective. The primary objective is Allah's deen. Now, if a person doesn't understand this, then who's not going to meet you? How you want to meet your purpose? What you want to do? When you sit on the musalla and make Allah Allah, and where the money is going to come from? So you have to make an effort. That to be taught now, deen. We have to make an effort to seek a halal world. But that effort must be in proportion. The effort for deen must be much, much more than the effort to earn a rozi. Little bit effort you make to earn your rozi, Allah will give you the rozi. Allah Ta'ala, in the little bit time you use to earn your rozi, Allah will give it to you. But most of your effort needs to be on deen. But we have turned it around. From the time the child is small, the whole fikr is about how you going to earn. 12 years you must go to school. It's so sad that sometimes a child is becoming a Hafizul Quran also, but the parents are still worried, what you going to eat? How you going to earn? What you No, you have to go back, you have to go do this, otherwise how are you going to earn? See, Allah shows us, this current situation now, in Palestine, Gaza. So what did the Zionists, Zionist Yahud, what they said? Cut the water. Cut the water, cut the food. No electricity, no water, no food. But up till now, we didn't hear of anybody passing away due to thirst. You're hearing of people passing away, they're earning shahadat through bombs. They're being bombarded and all that, and they're becoming shaheed. Now, as soon as they pass away, they are passing away with their iman intact. They're not feeling any pain. Like as it was mentioning on the Hatmas Vasam about those three brothers, I think I mentioned it to you, those three brothers, the Mujahideen, you know. So, not now, years. They used to fight in the Muslim army, but they were like, you know, you have like an elite force. They were like an elite force. So they shouldn't just be in the front line. Only when there's a real need, then you bring them out. So eventually one Roman king captured them. I'm not giving you the whole story, I'm just giving you just the point that you want to get. So this Roman king captured them. And he threatened them that they must leave Islam. Otherwise, so he tortured, first tried to bribe them, that wasn't working. Then torture, that not working. Then he said, now threaten them with death. So what he did was, he got a big cauldron, big pot of oil, boiling oil, oiling point. And then he called the eldest brother. He said, this is now your last chance. So he said, no, I can't leave my deen. You do what you want to do, but I can't leave my deen. So they took him and put him in the boiling oil. So as I was mentioning, I was reading an article came from Tanya. So they put the person in the pot, oil, and in few seconds, meat separated from bone. That's how hot it was. So the skeleton came to the front, body is gone, finished. The second brother did the same thing to him. But you see, the youngest brother here, Hayati, right? They came to the youngest brother. Now, the king himself, the Roman ruler, he's thinking to himself, what people these are? I don't have people like this in my ranks. What people these are? Now I killed two of them. How foolish could I have been? So he left the youngest brother. He didn't know what to do with him now. He doesn't want to let him go too, and this person don't want to leave him deen also. A bit frustrated, but he didn't put him in the oil. So one of his soldiers came to him, saying, you know what? These Muslim people, they get carried away with women. The Arabs get carried away with women. So I got a very beautiful daughter. You just hand him over to me, I'll leave him with my daughter, and he'll fall in love with her. Then he'll have to leave his faith in order to be with her. The king was very happy. He said, alright, no problem. Then do this. So now, they put him with this woman. Now the days are going. King gave them 40 days. Coming towards the end of the 40 days, the king is asking the fellow, right, sort it out. No, my daughter is saying, this man every day is fasting. Every day is keeping roza. Every night is in ibadah. There's no time to talk to him. There's no time to even talk to him. So then the daughter telling the father that, see, your kid is two brothers. Maybe he's still in a depression. And now we're still in the same place where his two brothers were killed. So maybe if you'll move us to another town, it'll be a different environment and all that. Maybe there then his heart will be a little more happy. So father told the king, alright, never mind, we'll give you another couple of days, try it out. So they moved him to another town. They went there saying, after a couple of nights, the lady got fed up. She told him, she says, see, I'm staying with this home. You not give me no attention. You're not even talking to me one word. You're not looking in my direction. So rather you teach me who is this God you praying to. I also rather pray to you. But he first thought that this was part of her, tactics. So he wasn't paying attention to her. But then she carried on insisting, I really want to bring Iman. He told her, see, if you really truthful, you really want to bring Iman, then you have to make a plan. We must escape. You can't stay here. So she managed to get some means of conveyance, and in the night they escaped. Now, obviously, when they made an escape, now the soldiers also going to be coming behind them. So they are ducking, traveling, hiding and traveling. One night, where they were ducking, now they are hiding. Next thing they hear from Boss's room, very close by. She told him, see, you don't want to talk to me, you don't want to look at me, nothing, you're not communicating with me. But now we are in trouble. This must be the soldiers. And you making so much dua to your Allah, you better make dua to him to save us, because how else are we going to be saved? Next thing they see, this horseman come close, and he sees this horseman is his two brothers. His two brothers in the company of some malaika. So the brothers told him, Allah Ta'ala has allowed for us to come here, our souls to come here, in order to witness your nikah. Make nikah to this woman. Make her read kalima, make nikah to her, and these malaika will be witness to this nikah. So he is asking his brothers, you see, leave all that. What happened to you all? So they telling him, you see, when we were put in that oil, we only felt that burn the first couple seconds. We only felt that burn the first couple seconds. After that, we bliss. So these people in Palestine that are becoming shaheed, they got Iman, they are passing away. So whichever way they are passing away, white, whatever, building falling on them, whatever, they only feeling that pain till more. And if Allah Ta'ala has given them the ranks of shuhada, then they only experiencing bliss. They only experiencing bliss, inshallah. But what I was telling you is that everybody is worried about Rosie. Everybody is worried about Rosie. So this Zani, he cut off the water, cut off the food, and cut off the electricity. But we're not hearing that people are dying of thirst and dying of hunger. That we're not hearing. Yes, we are hearing that people are dying of bombing and buildings falling on them and all, they are becoming shaheed. So who is the provider? Allah Ta'ala is a provider. Allah Ta'ala is the one who will give rizq. Yes, Allah will give us the rizq that He wants to give us. We can't dictate what we want. We've got to be content with what rizq Allah Ta'ala gives. So this worry about how many money, how much love, how much good this, how much, that's not a worry at all. If we become Allah, people who are enemies of Allah. Allah has given them so much to you. Animals, Allah has given them so much to you. The person who becomes Allah's, is he Allah going to abandon him? You become Allah, Allah is going to abandon you. The people who openly, they're saying they are the enemies of Allah. Atheists, they don't acknowledge that Allah exists. Allah is feeding them too. Allah is feeding them also. So somebody who becomes Allah, you think Allah is going to leave him? Yeah, Allah will take care of every person. Whatever our rosy is, we came with that rosy. And we're not going to pass away till we don't finish that rosy. Because this world is going to be folded up. This world will be folded up after Qiyamah. They folded up and put away. No qam for it. You don't have to keep all the grains and everything, treasure. Whatever is everybody's rosy, they're going to eat their rosy. Whatever has been allocated for each person, they're going to get the rosy. Wherever the person goes, is rosy going to come behind you? But that shouldn't be a worry at all. You're supposed to read something here from the Kitab, you know, and then another direction. I'm just going to leave you with one thing. A lot of our youngsters want to wear all this fashion clothes and fashion. So the fashion, who makes the fashion? Where it comes from? All the actors and actresses, they're the first ones to do it. And then the people want to follow after them. So this Hollywood Times, the newspaper Hollywood Times, or the Sunday Times. Was Hollywood Times. Hollywood Times, the article in the paper, Hollywood, the industry, the movie industry, they are giving $2 million, very small amount for them. So they're giving $2 million to the Zalim army to kill your Muslim brothers and sisters there and children in Gaza. 700 actors and actresses signed on the paper in support of Zalim army. But we still want to sit and watch the movies. We still want to sit and watch the movie and be entertained by it. If we still want to do that, then we are not true. We are not true. If their lifestyle still appeals to us, their hairstyle still appeals to us, we are not. One ustad from another place sent me an email. He said, Maulana, I don't know what to do. He's not in a dharma, he's not like a school group, children go to school and they come. He said, I don't know what to do to get the children to keep one length hair. What the thing? I mean, why do people keep two lengths hair? What do you get out of it? What do you get out of it? What benefit is there? But the children go out of their way to have two lengths hair. When you know you are in a condition of guna, 24 hours, you sleeping also you're in guna. But it's so important that you must have that double length hair. One side is shaved, one side is long. It is what is in the ahadith, but no. So what makes it so appealing? all the same movies and sports and all these things twist the mind. Twist the mind. When you're out there in that jungle, here you in the mangal, here you in the garden, you go out there in the jungle, your brains get twisted. Your brains get twisted. You start wearing trousers that can't even reach your waist. You see that people, how rich people, Allah give them so much money, but they're dressed like beggars. The pants is still caught, I don't know where it's going. They can't even walk properly. But they think they look good. They think they're looking smart. That is what the jungle does to your brain. We don't realize how we be influenced when you go outside. You forget your deen, you leave your deeny environment, you go outside there. Now you're cutting your hair, look like a punk, you're wearing torn kind of clothing. One shoe you got a pink lace, one shoe you got a green lace, and you're taking a selfie. You can't even have same color lace in your shoes, and you're taking a selfie. You're like, hey, no. Check who I am. So you forget. We mustn't judge people, don't look down on anybody. But if Allah put you in deen, make a lot of sugar. Make a lot of sugar. And if you feel a cloudiness coming over your heart, you start thinking, oh, but you know what, this and that. That means shaitan is playing with you. Shaitan is playing with you. He wants to take you away. Or you have committed some guna that is creating an eclipse in your heart. You have committed some guna. That darkness of the sin is coming between your heart and the noor of your iman. So now your brain is going all upside down, in a depression, in a frustration, that girl got your mother, that fashion got your mother. The Ustad tell you make your hair one length, you're frustrated. Oh, I'm giving. You're leaving over your head. Imagine. I'm not saying it happens. Give me an example. So mad the person is. He, under his breath, he's swearing the Ustad to. All because the Ustad is telling him, follow Allah's deen, don't follow the Kufar. That's what it boils down to, you know. You make what you call uniform. But now I must put that t-shirt under. I must put that t-shirt with that kuffar names, with that kuffar fashion. I must wear that under. Because that's what I love. That's how warped my brain is. By right, I suppose to take all that thing out of my cupboard. All that things, all that name, take it out of my cupboard. And if they can use it as rags, let them use it as rags and I must never buy it again. Why? Whether you become hafiz, that is a great ni'mat. You become an hafiz and an alim, that is nurun ala nur. But that is not the criteria for you to get jannah. But to have iman and have love for this iman, don't have love for the kuffar and the ways of the kuffar, but then we are on banana peel. We have love for the lifestyle of the kuffar and the ways of the kuffar, we are standing on banana peel. Because we will be raised on the day of Qiyamah with those whom we love. It works both ways. You love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you love the Sahaba alone, you love the deen of Allah ta'ala, you'll be raised. And you love all this kuffar, their ways and all that, Allah forbid you to be raised. Subhanallah. بكر. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت.